And if it looks like I've gained 12 pounds since the last time you saw me, it's because I have, dude. Oh, these headphones are hurting my ears! I don't know if I need bigger headphones or soft headphones or what, but it's not okay. It's quite painful. And I'm not mad at that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Circus Podcast. My name is Tristan Sartoris. Allow me to elaborate on the emphasis of podcast. So recently, I've noticed a very popular misconception going on across weary travelers and souls who stumble upon this show, believing that it's going to be something that it isn't. So what's happening is that people click on the show, and for one reason or another, they think it's going to be a sort of news outlet or, you know, kind of headlines where I'm going to talk about conversational topics or something like that. And that's not what it is at all, dude. So they've gotten pretty bummed out because of the title of the episode, which is just named after like one little portion of the show that I found interesting or funny, because I can't just name it. Well, it's just 40 minutes of nonsense every single week. So the last episode was called Racist Canadian, and people would go, well, I do say, when are you going to quit waffling and get to the point in the dialogue of waffling the Canadians? And I go, whoa, let's pop the brakes here for a minute, okay? The point in question, for one, you're referring to, doesn't exist, okay? Like, the substance of this show, never heard of her, okay? There's no importance, there's no ground being broken. It's not some sort of show where I'm going to deliver important headlines and topics and opinions and thoughts and views and feelings where you go, wow, this was very thought-provoking, I would like to hear more of it. That's not what this is. So I have to apologize if you're stumbling upon it again, and whatever this episode's called, and you're expecting something that it's not, and you go, oh, quit waffling and get to I don't know if that's how the guy sounded. It just came off very elegant. And I do say, quit waffling and get to the point. And we went back and forth for a little bit. And I kept saying, dude, this is not what it is. And eventually I tried to comment in his own voice back to him and go, when I do say, you know, waffling is quite frankly the point at the show, okay? If you're expecting any other breakfast style of conversation, you'll be surely disappointed. And he was. So I want to make that very clear again. Sorry, it's my bad. Kind of, but not really. You know, it is called circus. I thought, you know, as much of a tip as you can give and be like, this is professionalism out the window. And then me helming the ship of the circus. If 3, maybe 4 seconds into the show, you don't go, wow, I don't know who this guy is. But, you know, even if he's capable of delivering such important information, I don't think I should be trusting him. OK, is he holding up Looney Tunes memorabilia every 45 seconds? Well, yes, he is. And does he have a haircut that sure looks great? But actually, side note, speaking of waffling, I got this haircut about 2 weeks ago and my dad noticed it, okay, and then didn't say anything afterwards. And I've been thinking about it constantly. He said, son, did you get a haircut? And I said, yeah, Dad, I did. And he goes, okay, well, anyways. Like, nothing, all right? So this is just a little, you know, speaking of headlines, if you're, like, looking for important news, this is one that I do have to offer you. If you are to say something and have the skill to observe something, is this new thing you're doing? You got to follow it up with something. This is a Yelp review. I've been here, yeah, and nothing else. How many stars? Won't tell you. So I've been thinking about that a lot. But anyways, back to the waffling at hand. That is exactly what we are here to do. I am not the guy to deliver it. Maybe capable, maybe quality. But should you trust me? Absolutely not. So I will say again, once more, sorry, but thank you for coming along. And if you want to stick around, we can waffle, okay? Let's ramble and bamble and babble and have fun and talk about things that have no no significance whatsoever. So anyways, guys, what is going on outside of my luscious haircut that I believe to be good? But I don't know what my dad thinks of it quite yet. So I'll say this, man. This is actually going to retroactively just blow up everything I just said about importance. On the last episode, I spoke about whether or not you would like to hear a deep and philosophical point of view and what's going on in my head. That's not necessarily funny, but things that are just at the forefront of, you know, what's going on. And some people reached out and said, yeah, we would like to hear that. So now I am going to give you some thought-provoking stuff. But again, is it credible? Does it have to make sense? Absolutely not. Do I have a certificate, a degree in anything philosophical or psychological? No. Did I take a class in psychology? Yes. Did I stick around through the whole thing? No. However, I think I got the gist and I'm ready to deliver some, you know, important pieces on what, like, dude, by the way, my chair broke and I'm sitting in this freaking barber style chair. It's not comfortable, but I don't even know what happened to the other one. Like, it's one of those, you know, you pull the lever and it can go up or down. It stays high, but the moment you sit in it, it doesn't hold up anymore. So I kept dropping and my head was like down here. And that just, you know, in terms of significance and importance, you have to look the part. And if I did the show from freaking down here, you're not going to go, oh, well, let me take his friggin', you know, let me hear what this guy's got to say. Even if it's funny, I don't even know if you can chirp from all the way down there. I don't know if you can make sense from that low. Nobody listens to the ants of the world. That could be deep or philosophical, depending on how you want to take that. But anyways, dude, yeah, what's going on in my life? Really, genuinely, I have been trying to work on perspective. Okay, not just a day, but I've been doing that for a while, and recently I fell into a little bit of a rut. Okay, and if it looks like I've gained 12 pounds since the last time you saw me, it's because I have, dude. I'm a rhythm based guy. Okay, I play to the percussion of life, right? And when I'm drumming, I'm drumming, and I'm in it, and I'm eating the right things, and I'm doing the right things, and I'm working, and I'm working out. Like, everything's just kind of, it flows for me. Okay, and when I'm not flowing. Well, I'm not flowing, okay? And I just, the whole thing falls apart. So I was in a little bit of a rut. And I noticed just how easy perspective shift is, where you start acknowledging some bad things, and it's so easy to keep on finding more of them. And I was able to look around at my life, people in my life, people outside of my life, and the whole world, really, in that everyone's kind of feeling bad constantly, and everyone's complaining, and misery loves company. I get it. And we're all just kind of, you know, chirping about how hard life is and how much it sucks. And it does, quite frankly. This is not a argument against those points. I think the points are completely valid. By the way, if you think your life sucks, yeah, you're right. It does. But no, like, yes and no. You know, there are crappy things constantly happening. And I just felt how quick and easy it is to fall into that. And you get stuck in this kind of cycle of if onlys, you know, where you go, if only I had this, if only I had that, if only I had this job or more money or more time or more freedom, if the house was clean or different people communicate or the emotions were balanced or what's going on. You know, like, obviously, no one, if you're thinking about it and you're waiting for something, if you're looking for things to complain about and feel upset about, you are going to find a million of them, okay? Like, no one is going to be like, well, let me look at the bad things in my life. Well, they're not here. You know, they show up. They're so harsh and sharp. And when you live in that perspective, dude, you get freaking overwhelmed quick, man, because no one's life is that. And you'll live in a constant state of, I wish I was somewhere or someone else. And I felt that, and I realized how important it is to be looking for the good things. And I don't know if there are as many good things as there are bad things. I think it varies from life to life, but I think you definitely have to be looking. You know, good things can be hard to find, of course. Waldo is hard to find, but can you imagine how hard Waldo would be to find if you weren't looking for him? Imagine if you opened up the book and you said, well, let me look for a bunch of random kids. You'll sit there for hours. There, yep, there, one, and you'll never see the good if you ain't looking for it. So I've been trying to focus on that more and look for the good and the beauty and not try and overwhelm myself with this and that and this and that and this and that. And you just kind of fall down this hole. So everyone's life, again, completely valid. I'm not saying, hey, just quit complaining. This sucks or this is hard. It's not that hard. It's not that. It totally is. But I think there's definitely a shift that needs to happen for yourself, or at least myself, where I need to be looking for the good. And then I'll find it, dude. You find whatever you're looking for. Hide and seek, eventually the kid is found, dude. Eventually, whatever you're looking for, you will find it. It's that same kind of confirmation bias or whatever. Man, dude, I talked about how not important and how deep we get, but look at me now, getting there. But yeah, it's totally like that. Life is like an offensive lineman, you know? when it's going good, people don't really point it out. People don't really notice. But the second he steps out of line and penalties start flying, you go, well, he's ruining the game. This sucks. It's not going to work out. So I think that's just a message to people that if you look for bad things in your life, you will find them every single time. And it takes effort to look for them. Because I got them, dude. I mean, I try to live with a lot of positivity and it's funny and childlike exuberance. But that's not to say that, you know, like everybody else, you don't wake up with immediately 95 problems, right? You look for them, you find them immediately. They're there. It's not that they don't exist, but, you know, they're so easy to find. Stop looking for more of them, man. Look for some good, man, and believe it. Believe that they're there and you will find them. Sometimes it might feel like one of those where Waldo's like, is he even here? Is Waldo even in this freaking picture? Is this one of those trick ones? He's there, guys. Don't worry. You will find him. But yeah, man, I'm just trying to find the beauty in things. You got to find the, like, kind of like the eclipse people, okay? And also, speaking of that, dude, I made fun of the eclipse and people who were going to go look at the eclipse heavily, like, months ago or however long. And I was like, nobody needs to be looking up to the eclipse. Like, you care. Like, what, the freaking sun's going to be where it always is? And you know what? I thought that was funny at the time. But then I saw a lot of other people making fun of it. And I was like, well, this just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So I got to be careful about that as well. Like, I'm making fun of things, but I'm trying to make fun of them for me. As in, I'm not fascinated by it. But that doesn't mean other people can't. And I get very excited when other people do find interest in things. Now, I did go see the eclipse. And I thought it was pretty interesting and pretty cool. So foot meet mouth, huh? But, you know, it's fun. It's not nothing, right? It's the sun is good. The moon is good. They crossed over. It's like the ice cream cake for astronomers. So I'm glad that a lot of people saw it. My biggest grief was not that it wasn't cool. Okay, let me say that as well. I wasn't saying, hey, the freaking eclipse is cool. If you think it's cool, then you're not cool. I thought it was pretty crazy, the extremes. You know, they shut down roads and some schools and people left work and they flew very far and they saw it and it was very cool. For me personally, it wasn't groundbreaking. Some people said it was life altering and the brain chemistry has changed permanently and they're not the same people they were. I guess I have some thoughts on that, but I'm not going to mention them. I think it's kind of funny, but you know what? To each their own. Like, you're finding your own beauty, man. Find your own eclipse, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's not necessarily for me, but it was cool. It was definitely cool. They're like, here comes the totality in the darkness. It's going to change your life forever. And then it was kind of just more like, you know, like when the clouds just come in pretty heavily and you're like, well, it got dimmer. Oh, there it is. That's kind of what it felt like a little bit on my end. But you know what? Maybe that's just because I wasn't looking for the beauty. Gosh dang it, man. The circle of point of views. I am just constantly wrong, okay? Even when I'm preaching to my own point, I counter it, all right? I'm like two different people and neither of them makes sense. So anyways, guys. Yeah, I've just been trying to get back in rhythm. Been trying to feel good, man. And been eating a lot of crap, a lot of junk. And, you know, it's definitely hard. It's hard to eat bad food. But it's so much fun at the same time. I will say that there was a lot of, I guess, irony. Well, let me get to the point. I was eating Lunchables, okay, and I was three Lunchables deep into a pack of five I bought. I know, it's impressive. Is it the record? Maybe. If it is, follow up. I want the plaque. I was eating five Lunchables. I was three deep, and I was scrolling through my phone, and I come across a headline of all the freaking coincidences that they're like, hey, by the way, they're trying to remove Lunchables from all stores at the FDA because they're finding an insurmountable trace of lead, okay? And I thought that was pretty interesting that they said 75% more than the allowance of lead that you can find. Which, by the way, if you're asking me, any amount of lead feels like too much lead to find in a Lunchable. But, you know, what do I know? Okay. Because I just trying to find the beauty in things, even the lead. So I did finish the other two because, you know, once you've already had three packets of lead, you might as well go out swinging. And that's what I really tried to do. I did that and I feel great. So I don't know what the effects are going to be and it remains to be studied. But as somebody who eats so much lead, Well, you know, pray for me, because I you know, find the beauty in that. Yeah, but I've just been eating bad, and man, I was watching a documentary recently about it. Was, well, obviously you should eat good. I think eating good is important, but it was supposed to just be a regular documentary about health and eating, and it ended up being a vegan documentary. Now, I'm not vegan. I mean, is lead vegan? Because I have a lot of it. But you know what? I watched this, and I always, like, I want to be on board sometimes, you know? Like, I love steak, I love meat, I love it all. But I watch a vegan documentary, and they go, this is the science, this is behind it, this is how great it's going to be. And I want to get on board at some point, but every time I see the people talking about it, oh man, these guys don't look that great, you know? Like, if you're going to be telling me this is exactly what needs to be done and how to do it, like, I need, you know, you gotta look, you know, you gotta, this is gonna make you youthful and great, and they all look worn to pieces. So I don't know, I'm starting to think maybe, you know, the diet's important and all, but I'm realizing that maybe the most unhealthy thing you can do isn't eat red meat, but do research, okay? I think research, really, look at somebody who does research. I think they're probably withering away to oblivion because it's so taxing on your body to keep finding more and more depressing articles. But yeah, dude, they're always so unhealthy. So I think you just get a model next time to deliver. This is what exactly you should do if you want to be healthy. Eat more salad. You go, well, this, you know, this handsome gentleman, his skin's glowing. Of course I want to eat more salad. But if I see some guy, he's got glasses on, like, well, you know, it's not, doesn't, clearly the carrots don't help with the eyesight, and his skin's not looking great, and he's shaggy and disheveled, and he's out of shape as well. And you go, this is the spokesperson for veganism? Just get someone else. I need to see somebody. I need to see you, you know, live the life. Either it doesn't work or you're not practicing what you preach. I think that's what's going on. Because I can't just have information. That's like if somebody just gave you the data and the science on how to throw the best spiral of all time. This is exactly how you do it if you want to throw a perfect spiral. And then on the other hand, you have Tom Brady. And he's like, well, I don't know exactly how it works, but this is what I do. I'm not going to be like, yeah, you know, you can't really throw a great spiral, but you have all the information that I would love to trust, and it makes sense, kind of, but it's Tom Brady, you know? Like, I'm if there's a handsome guy who's eating meat, I go, well, he looks like better than doctors. You know, I can't help it. You got to follow the spokesperson for whoever it is. So, doctors, I'm saying that I don't know whether it's the research or maybe it's just not working or you're not following it, whatever it is, we got to start working on that. Okay, start following what you're doing, or, you know, get somebody who just looks good naturally. So yeah, I always think that's interesting. We need better looking people presenting the research on how to appear better looking and healthy. Okay, you need a healthy person to be up. This is how you be healthy. And immediately everyone goes, well, that's a healthy guy, right? I need to be wowed, all right? When you step in front of the podium, people should be sitting up and going, that's a healthy mother friggin' dog. And I'd be like, okay, well, who's this guy gonna give me research? He doesn't look healthy. Anyways, that's what I've been thinking about, dude. It was a good documentary, though, kind of. I didn't watch all of it. There was like 18 episodes, and they were like hour long. And it was supposed to be a 4-week trial or something like that. And they literally, it's like they didn't cut anything out. It just kept going on and on and on. Like, I don't need to see the entire journey of every day of everything that's going on. Yeah, I wrote this down. I said, every single test they wrote down, I always think this is funny too with science, is they go, every time we get this, now the results were astounding. We didn't expect to see them at all. And they're like, well, why'd you run it in the first place? Like, if you didn't expect to, you know, see any sort of positive results, why, you know, why did you even, well, I can't believe this is happening. Like, we wanted to believe that, you know, this vegan diet would be great, but even then we were like, people look awful on it. the results were both interesting and surprising. Were they, though? I mean, they started eating less chocolate and Lunchables, and, you know, their skin glows. So that's always great. So, yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a vegan documentary from what I thought, and then it just kind of took a twist. Like, oh, this is all about veganism in the end. And then it was might have just been a big pitch for vegan meat or something, which I'm, you know, look, I'm not against it, but I don't get the praise for it, especially if you go, well, it tastes just like the meat. You would never know the difference. Yeah. Yes, you would, dude. You totally know the difference. Now, it tastes fine. That doesn't mean it tastes bad. but I noticed the difference, okay? And also, if we're going to crucify meat to the point of like, we should all stop, cut it out, but also, look, even vegans can admit meat tastes amazing. Because that's all we want to do is try and make something taste like that, okay? Cows aren't sitting around trying to make imitation salad because they know they're at the top of their game. They don't try and taste like anything else, dude. Vegans want everything to taste like fake steak or chicken or turkey or ham. Like, just make something new, all right? If it's just vegan, just make. And also, it's all like, they're like, well, you want to be eating healthier? You want to cut out the real stuff? We have the most impossible fake tasting meat that tastes just like the same. And then the cutting through B-roll of all these just factory shots. I'm like, okay, I get it, okay? Let's say you want to be vegan. Let's say you want to cut out the meat. Let's say the vegan diet works or whatever this is. The imitation meat. The way I don't know how to create imitation meat, okay? I'm not going to pretend to. Again, this is not a show worth of substance and knowledge. However, all the factory shots lead me to believe that there have to, if Lunchables contain lead, what is in this that you're making fake meat? That surely can't be good. So instead of all the science and all the documentaries being made on why it should be vegan, I would like, you know, not even a hate against veganism, but more of a hate against imitation meat. Like, can we study that more? I want to know exactly how that's happening. How, if it's the Impossible Whopper, maybe that's in the name. It is impossibly, you know, unhealthy. Where is it coming from? Nobody knows. So I don't know. I want to be vegan, guys. I really do, but you got to show me a better product. Or at the very least, if the product isn't good, you got to show me a better spokesperson. Somebody's like, well, you know, you can't argue with that. And he's just like ripped. So what else is happening, man? I did something great. Okay. But I feel bad about it because I accepted money for it. Somebody from our church, our older church, they contacted me, and I'm a bit of a yes man. And they're like, hey, would you like to come help us out and do this thing? And at the point, I was in a very good mood, which I try to have a good perspective all the time, so it's easy to catch me in a good mood. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll come help no matter what it is. You want to have me come move? Yeah, no problem. You want to watch my cat? Yeah, I don't even like cats, but for sure. You want me to do this and that? I'm like, no problem. And then immediately after, I go, gosh dang it, why? You caught me while I was having a snack. I didn't mean to agree to that, but I do, you know, I love to help people, and that's part of my unfortunate brand, is that I go and do that. But I agreed to go do that, and then my car broke down, and I was like, oh, sorry, it was, you know, kind of good and bad. And I was like, well, you know, I won't be able to do any more chores for anybody. But then I realized how desperate they were, and they needed help. I was like, well, frick, okay, now I'm going to make this happen. My yes man abilities went above and beyond, and I went to go do this thing, and it was fine. I was just kind of cleaning out an office and took it down, and I was wrapping it up in saran wrap, and she was great with the instructions. It was very nice, very fun, and I was just trying to help out.
Right? Look at that! Look. It's like I've done that before. I haven't.
The locals are looking at me.
Okay, that's all I want to do, is I just want to help people. And then she said that, just so you know, you're saving babies here. Okay, and I didn't really get an elaboration on what that means. I don't know where this care package was going or what the job was. I was like, what? Me? Okay. Well, you know, I'm just going to take it. If somebody says you're a baby savior, you don't even like prove it. I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Me, Tristan Sartoris, AKA baby savior. so I just kind of took that and ran with it. And then she's like, by the way, you know, you could put this on your resume, all the packing, the saran wrap, like I'm packing pallets up with all this stuff. And all I was thinking was like, forget the pallets. I'm a baby savior. Okay. That's not just only going on the resume. That's kind of going the subtext. Tristan Sartoris, by the way, what's he do? What's his profession? It doesn't matter. Baby savior. So I was just feeling proud of myself and happy not only to be helping this lady, but also to be like, well, I'm saving babies, okay? There's a certain amount of pride that whether or not I should be feeling, I was feeling. I'm a baby savior, gosh dang it! Saving the babies! And then she's like, well, I would love to pay you for your services. Like, woo, okay. Well, I can't really accept money at this point because, you know, what is a good deed? What is a baby savior if not a hero? A hero doesn't save babies and go, well, okay, you know, what's going on here? So we went back and forth, and I kept trying to decline this payment over and over again through different, like, do you got Venmo? I was like, no, I don't got Venmo. PayPal? No, I don't got, do I? Yes, of course. But I wasn't going to tell this lady that. I'm a baby savior. I can't accept the freaking, the public's money, all right? I'm a baby savior. I was really attached to this, and I got in my own head. And I assumed that she was only going to pay me $10 or something. Because I, quite honestly, and again, not to pat myself on the back, which I am currently doing for the audio listeners, if you, you know, don't know, I'm a baby savior, and I'm patting myself on the back for it. But I thought it was just going to be a few dollars. So I was like, please don't, because you're going to tarnish the reputation that I've just built for myself. And then she's like, do you have Zelle? I was like, yeah, I got Zelle. And I seem to have forgotten that all you need is a phone number for Zelle. And she's like, well, I'm going to send you money. I go, oh, man, I mean, what's a baby savior to do in this moment? So, you know, I just kind of pack up and I do my thing. I'm like, well, I'll probably just, you know, send it somewhere. Beautiful. $10. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do with the $10. I was trying to think about it. But then I have sent way more money than I deserved for it. And now it's completely tainted the legacy of a baby savior, okay? So I don't know how to feel, man. I did a very great deed, quite honestly. Again, you shouldn't be feeling too prideful about anything that you do in your life, but gosh dang it, man, if you get out of bed in the morning and you go help somebody pro bono, and then you find out not only are you helping somebody you know who's in need, but then babies as well. Like, that's you know, I don't know. Like, if you're looking at the list of charts, like, you got firemen, policemen, armies in there somewhere, baby savior. It's just, you know, it's kind of, it's up there, you know? So I don't know how to feel, man. And that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm lost and I got to find, I don't know. I'm just going to donate the money to saving more babies, I guess. I attach onto brands quickly. All right. So now I'm a waffling baby savior. And that's me, dude. So if this is your first time here at this show and you're like, I'm just trying to get it. He's talking about a lot of different things. I don't know where he's going with all of it. What is the point here? The point is that you're in the presence of a waffling baby savior. Okay. The children, not only do I care about them, but I protect them. What's funny about this to me is I still have no idea what I was doing that was saving babies. Because to me, I was just putting a box on the pallet and I saran wrapped it. Just absolute baseline crap physical chores. That's like just sweeping the floor. And someone's like, hey, by the way, you're a hero. And you're like, hero? No. All right. So I still don't know what I did to deserve this title that I'm claiming so boldly. But gosh dang it, if I'm not going to continue claiming it. So that was kind of what I've been up to. And other news headlines, dude. I saw O.J. Simpson has recently perished. He died, and I see a lot of people celebrating that, and I'm not going to take that away from him because I don't know enough about it to even be like, that's wrong, that's right. I know that he's a is it not confirmed yet? I don't know if he murdered his wife. And I mean, obviously he wasn't a good guy because I know he's been convicted multiple times of armed robbery, so even if he's like, no, like, if he didn't do it, it would have made more sense for him to live, like, a nice, clean and you know, armed robbery-free life, maybe save some babies here and there, but he didn't do that. Like, that's the, if you're like, well, I didn't do it. I mean, I did a lot of other things, but trust me, my reputation's clean otherwise. No, it's not. So I'll never know whether or not he did it, but I know that he has never been painted in a light of allegedness that is, that he didn't do it. So it just goes to show, man, I think his profession, like, you got to keep on being great, I think, to get away with some things. So I think if maybe he was a phenomenal football player, but not good enough to beat the headlines and the allegations, regardless. I mean, look at Michael Jackson. We never know, but the music was so good. We're like, well, we don't know, but, you know, this is pretty good music. So pretty tough, and we'll never know. But I think at a certain point, talent, you know, people overlook a lot. Gosh dang it. But O.J. Simpson did not have that, and people are celebrating and spitting in the face of his death. And it feels brutal. But again, that's because I don't know. Again, if you're looking for important news headlines and all the information, I don't have it. I read the headline, I tell you that, I deliver it, and then I think, man, I should read more of that next time. So if he did do all the horrible things, if he was a truly awful person, which signs point to it, that feels weird. It feels weird to celebrate death, even though it could be... I don't even want to talk about it further. I'm a baby savior. What am I doing? So anyways, guys, I think that's really all I have to talk about. I think if you've gotten anything out of this episode is that, one, I'm awesome. I think that was what I really tried to wrap around in a point. Two, make sure you compliment my hair. Three, if you came here expecting anything other than a handsome stud making fun of veganism, giving you positive enlightenment and not properly reporting on any news headlines, well, I don't know what you got then, because that's exactly what this was. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, you know what? This is a quick little thing I got to do. I have photos on my phone of the last flight I took where I got middle class, and they were just giving me a bunch of food. I just want to put them up because I feel this is a thing with me, man. I don't want to waste the photos because I took the time to take them. And I forgot to mention on the last episode, well, they were giving me food and a lot of it. And I was treating this like a competition. Okay. And they give like, hey, well, here's all the freaking the upper scale people. We're going to give you your tray. And I go, blah, 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 blah. Box done, ripped, like tore through it. And people, the people who normally afford this luxury of a flight have more money and more class than I. So they're taking their time unwrapping the utensils and eating it through bites. And I'm like, well, I got upgraded here for free. So next. And I could feel people genuinely looking at me like, is the Tasmanian devil next to us? Like, all right, like, calm down. It's a 4-hour long flight. There's going to be more food. Just hold up. And I ripped through them just over and over again. Just next. Try me. You want more? I got more. And I don't know how much lead was in there, and I know that it wasn't vegan, but you know what? I came off that flight glowing. So anyways, just wanted to make sure you guys know that I don't know, fat. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Mouth Circus Podcast. I appreciate you. I love you. Regardless if you come here for importance or superbidness, dictionary check. Just know I'm happy and grateful to be here with you guys nonetheless. So thank you. I'll see you in the next episode. Tristan Sartoris, a.k.a. Baby Savior. Here's out.